I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The rivers are running high, the current is strong, you do not want to be out there in a boat. But you definitely want to be fishing those rivers, and I'll tell you why, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The rivers are running strong, they're running fast, and I would not want to be on any rivers in a boat right now. It's just too dangerous. But the fish are biting really well, and they're very, very tight to the bank. That's why you just don't want to be on the river in a boat. You want to be fishing from shore. There are tons of places that you can fish rivers on the shorelines. And you'll want to be targeting areas where the current's not too strong. These fish right now are moving out of the current, and they're looking for slack water areas that are along the shores. And that's where you'll be spending most of your time, on those spots where the current is slack and those fish have moved up to just basically take a break. Now, if there's a little bit of current, that's good. You can cast your jig upstream and let it just kind of walk itself downstream. When it hits a spot where there's a fish, they'll just smuck it right up off the bottom and you'll feel it. They'll try to move away with it and you'll feel that bite, that tap, tap. In the slack water areas, you'll probably want to use a slip bobber, or you can just use a split shot rig to get that bait down to the bottom, and you want to keep the bait very close to the bottom. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.